007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Well, Garrett, what a week it has been.
It's been a busy week, sometimes sad, sometimes happy. On the sad note, as you mentioned earlier in the show about Richard Attenborough, we lost him during the week. And the good news that we heard, Maureen O'Hara, at her fine age of 94, is to receive an honorary Oscar. Very well deserved. And across the world, the film festivals are rolling on. Telluride, Venice, Toronto is to come as well. And we even got some Star Wars news coming through as well. Why not? It's always happening. Well, it looks like they are. There's a little bit of a rumour that they're going back to Skellig Michael in November, that local vendors have been contracted out. I don't know if you can believe any of these things now at this stage, but it would be tough to go back to Skellig Michael in November. I've been there, filmed.
It's tough
even in the summer, I mean, with the swells of the sea, but they did shoot some scenes with Mark Hamill there last month, and maybe they're going back to show a passage of time, and they'll certainly get that variety
from
Skellig Michael.
So some casting news for Scarlett.
Yeah, Mary Elizabeth Winstead is in negotiations to star in a Bad Robot production called The Cellar. The pick is also going to star John Goodman.
This sounds creepy already.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams is producing it. The majority of the movie takes place in an underground cellar, revolves around a young woman who wakes up there after a severe car accident and fears that she's been abducted. Her captor, a doomsday prepper, tells her he saved her life and that there's been a terrible chemical attack that has left the outside world uninhabitable. Mm. Sounds a bit freaky, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. This is from a company called InSurge. They do these projects. They budget them all around $5 million, so to keep them nicely in check in terms of doing small budget but high concept movies. Weinstein can next be seen in a movie called Kill the Messenger opposite Jeremy Renner.
Very good. Now, last week, Garrett, you were telling us about Steven Spielberg returning with Minority Report to the small screen. This time, Scorsese's returning to the small screen with one of his hits.
Wasn't he involved with Boardwalk Empire at one of the stages, but he's reportedly developing with HBO Ashcliffe. This is a TV series prequel to the 2010 movie that he directed, Shutter Island. Story would be set at an isolated mental hospital, the same one that's depicted in the Leonardo DiCaprio film, with events in the series taking place before those in the film and Dennis Lehane's 2003 novel. The plan is to explore the hospital's past and the misdeeds by its founders. In a way, I think that sounds like Orange is the New Black, where they go and look at some of the characters before they ended up in the prison.
That's good. There's a story to be told. It sounds like a good idea.
And you'd have a story to be told of all of them. Scorsese would direct the pilot and Lehane would be involved in the script. Even DiCaprio is going to be involved as an executive producer. So that's an interesting one.
Fantastic.
Now, look, kids, Big Ben, one of those big 80s movies, was National Lampoon's Vacation series. Chevy Chase had starred in them, but they're going to reboot it.
Really?
Ed Helms and Christina Applegate are going to lead the cast, and Chris Hemsworth and Charlie Day are in negotiations to join it as well. What's happened is it's going to be a grown-up version of Rusty Griswold, who now has a family of his own and gets up to misadventures on the road. And it's going to be directed, it's been written by the makers of Horrible Bosses, if you remember that movie. Hemsworth is going to go on to play the Huntsman film, of course, early next year, but he's probably going to be involved at this one as well.
Interesting.
I really liked those movies. That'd kind of for the era, weren't they?
You didn't
have to think too much about them, except just laugh.
Now, one for young and budding film critics listening this afternoon.
Yeah, I think this is a nice thing to do. If you ever thought that maybe someone in your house could be a film critic, then this year's Cinemagic Belfast Cine Focus and Cine Seekers film jury is for you, because they are looking to recruit film critics ages 6 to 11 or 12 to 25 to watch and judge a series of films from around the world during the Cinemagic Belfast 2014 festival programme. So if you think somebody is interested, you should look this up. Cinemagic.org.uk is where you'll find all the information about it. And what a fun thing for people to do, to go and judge. And maybe, who knows, could be the start of an actual career as well. So
very
check that one out.
Now, some film festival news too. This is the Sky Road TV and Film Festival. This is the inaugural one, right?
The inaugural one, and it takes place in Clifton. What a beautiful spot to have a film festival. It takes place next week from the 5th to the 7th of September. Yeah, next weekend. And they've got quite a lot on. They're showing a number of documentaries. They've got about 60 screenings, actually, over the weekend. Endure is a first-hand account of a cycling challenge. Two young Irish lads set themselves to cycle 26,000 kilometres across 27 countries on 5 continents in 11 months. One Ocean No Limits is also another movie screening. It came from Connemara. This is the documentary that focuses on Roger Corman and his time spent in Connemara making movies there. And then there'll be the world premiere of Tommy to Tell You the Truth, and this is directed by Pat Collins, and it provides an insight into the life and creative impulse of Tommy Tiernan, of course one of our leading comedians in this country.
A nice mix. We wish them well with the inaugural festival there in Clifton next weekend. Meanwhile, the Underground Cinema has announced its lineup for the 5th Underground Cinema Film Festival held in Dunleary, and Garrett, your own film is opening the festival.
It is actually, yeah, which we're delighted about. It's great. It's actually playing at the Sky Road Film Festival well, so it's a busy busy 2 weeks of festivals. Yeah, but it's a great honour to open that festival. It's a really good festival. It's been building over the last couple of years, but they have a huge selection of movies lined up as well. Jack and Ralph Plan a Murder. This is Jeff Doyle's dark comedy. It had its world premiere at the LA Comedy Festival. There's also some really good movies called Darkness on the Edge of Town, North Circular Road and Limp. How to Be Happy, starring Brian Gleeson, is also screening at it. So they screen an awful lot of short films and the likes as well. So check that out. That's the 5th Underground Cinema Film Festival in Dunleary.
To mention the name of your film, it is A Nightingale Falling. We mentioned it when it premiered at the Galway Film Fla, and it will be getting a cinema release nationwide on September 12th. We're going to hear a little bit of that soundtrack a little later on. Some more Irish film news, indeed, that we are paying tribute to John Borman.
Yeah, IFTA are holding a sort of an event for their members to come along and, I suppose, have a first look screening of Queen and Country. This is the new movie John Borman. It's set in 1952 and it's about a British man who joins the National Service, meets up with a prankster, becomes his friend, and they're assigned as instructors in a training camp while others are shipped out to fight in the Korean War. Pat Short, Sinead Cusack also star in it, and the film is set about 10 years after Hope and Glory and centres on the same characters. John Borman's going to be present at this night that they're holding on September 2nd in the Lighthouse Cinema.
Tuesday night.
And there's going to be a Q&A afterwards as well. So nice event.
We wish them all a very lovely night on Tuesday night in the Lighthouse. Now, what trailer should we check out online, Garrett?
Well, this film's getting a showcase in Toronto. It's called 71, and it's about a young and disorientated British soldier who's accidentally abandoned by his unit following a riot on the deadly streets of Belfast in 1971. Interesting to watch, I suppose, with 20 years after the ceasefire announced. Jack O'Connell, Sean Harris, Sam Reed stars in this one. Looks like a good movie. Check out that trailer
for
71.
Very good. Meanwhile, Brendan Gleeson's back on the big screen.
Brendan Gleeson is back on the big screen. Good role for him in a movie called The Grand Seduction. It's set in a small harbour of Tickle Cove, which is in dire need of a doctor so that the town can land a contract to secure a factory which will save the town from financial ruin. Have a listen to this clip.
Simon.
Who is that?
The Tooth Fairy.
Well, you're 55 years late, and you're uglier than I thought you'd be.
Hello, Murray.
Vera.
Wouldn't be too much, would it, if I asked what in the name of God you're doing here in our bed?
Sorry. I know it's after office hours.
Well, it's not so much the time that bothers me as the fact that we're all here in bed together. It's the whole threesome thing I'm not that comfortable with.
Oh, no, no, he doesn't drop by that often.
It won't be that long then, will you?
Not long.
Very good then.
Yes, that is our own Brendan Gleeson in The Grand Seduction. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, something completely different for us.
Yeah, I think you know what you're going to get with these movies. Mickey Rourke, Jessica Alba, Ava Green, Bruce Willis, to name but a few in a big cast. And then John Hamm puts on a Disney hat to star in Million Dollar Arm.
Yeah.
This is about a sports agent who stages an unconventional recruitment strategy to get talented Indian cricket players to play Major League Baseball. Let's Be Cops is about two struggling pals who dress as police officers search for costume party and become neighbourhood sensations. But when these newly sort of minted heroes get tangled in a real-life web of mobsters and dirty detectives, they must put their fake badges on the line. Jake Johnson, who's a star of New Girl, and Damon Wayans Jr. stars in this one. OK, If I Stay is another movie. Life changes in an instant for young Mia after a car accident puts her in a coma, and during an out-of-body experience she must decide whether to wake up or live for a life far different than what she imagined. Night Moves is also another movie with Jesse Eisenberg and Dakota Fanning star. A movie about three radical environmentalists who look to execute the protest of their lives, that is the explosion of a hydroelectric dam. Obvious Child is released on limited release, as is A Mystery Road. And then As Above, So Below is about a team of explorers who ventures into the catacombs that lie beneath the streets of Paris. They uncover the dark secrets that lie within the city of the dead.
Good variety there for us, Gareth. Yes, thank you very much. And what TV movie are you recommending for us this weekend?
I think we go back to the days when we didn't think Matthew McConaughey was a good actor and take a look at one of his films again. And this is A Time to Kill. It's about a lawyer in Mississippi who agrees to defend a black man charged with killing the two racist thugs who raped his 10-year-old daughter. Samuel L. Jackson, Sandra Bullock, Donald Sutherland, Kevin Spacey also star. But let's throw an eye over Matthew McConaughey again and see, did we not give him enough...
Maybe we didn't.
Justice back then.
Or just a pretty face after.
No, RT1, 10 past 10 tonight. You can watch A Time to Kill.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.